boy. I really didn't want to stop this song from playing. I really dig this song.
I've never heard it. Is it? Oh, I was wondering if it was all just instrumental.
No, they have some that are very instrumental, but
yeah,
not all.
I like instrumentals.
It's the Unicorns.
Never heard of them.
My friend Jeanette introduced me to them. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah. All right.
What was the other band that this dude, one of the dudes in this, was in another band called Islands, I think, or The Islands or something?
Oh, I've heard of them.
Islands?
Kind of, yeah.
No, check out the...
Oh, yeah.
Check out the Unicorns. They're fucking dope.
Wait, is that The Island? I don't know. There's if it's the band I'm thinking of, they had like a huge fucking hit.
Yeah.
That I really didn't care for.
I don't know if Islands had a big hit.
I gotta Google it now.
Yeah, no, please do, actually.
Fill in some time while I'm Googling my dick.
Yeah, I don't think they had a big hit, but they might have, because I'm definitely not the person to ask about, like, music in general. I mean, I'm the dude who got into Nirvana, like, maybe 2-3 years ago.
No, it's not the band I'm thinking of.
And I just get into things too late, or only listen. I pretty much only listen to things... Right now, here's what I listen to. I listen to shit that I already used to listen to in high school, mm-hmm. and then I also listen to stuff nowadays that girls who are currently in high school listen to.
Yeah.
So it's like I've got me from back in high school, so I'm listening to like Taking Back Sunday and Paramore and Modest Mouse and shit like that. And not shit. It's all awesome, and I fucking love it. But then I'm also listening to like Selena Gomez.
Oh boy!
And like other teen boppers. Yeah.
I have a habit of really getting into bands that I like, and then they'll just all of a sudden change completely, and I'm like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" I'll get pissed.
Like, because they're trying new shit.
Yeah, like legit.
And you're like, but I just like the
my legit favorite band. Went from like a bluegrass band and now they're like a 90s alt pop band. And I'm like, and they're going to be here Sunday. And I kind of want to see them.
Well, I wonder what their concerts are like then, because if they do old stuff, then they probably got to go back to that sound.
I've been to it.
That'd be a wild
concert.
It is
weird. Yeah, I saw them like 2-3 years ago and it's like they would like do their old like folksy shit and then just like just start doing these like almost like fucking. Third Eye Blind-esque songs. It's like,
really?
I'm like, what? And there's a fucking banjo player. I was like, what the fuck? I don't like this. Like,
that's so wild.
Their folk
though.
Shit is so fucking good. And like, but it's it makes me mad
because
like,
it's a hard thing because I feel like it's like you want to respect it because they're trying to they're growing. They're just constantly growing.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, man. But the other stuff.
Yeah. Not necessarily like stay in your lane. It's like, because like their lyrics are so good, but like also like they have a fucking banjo player and a saw player and shit. How do you make that like poppy?
Their name?
I don't want to say it.
Why?
I don't know. It's Frontier Ruckus.
Frontier Ruckus.
Yeah. They're a great band and they're going to be here Sunday and I kind of want to see them, but also like, I don't know.
How big are they? Like, are tickets going to be really expensive?
No. They're playing a cafe, like, not too far from here.
Oh, really?
Their second CD was... They got signed to a really big, like, label, and then they got dropped because they didn't want to do another folky album. First album was, like, super folky. Second album was pretty folky. Third album was, like, a transitional but still folky.
Okay.
And it was good. And then the fourth album... It was like full on what they are now, and I was like, eh. And then the new stuff, I'm like, I don't really like. It's like a fucking fart of what they used to be, and it's really depressing.
Interesting.
Because they're legit like my favorite band, and their lyrics are so good. They always like fucking like sing about like Michigan and shit. Like the dude, the lead singer, just like I think he has autism because all he does is just like recall like memories from like fucking like these. Like very specific memories. I'm like, this dude is fucking on the spectrum because he can just like go into grave detail about a fucking about a fucking big boy in Detroit or something like
on the spectrum.
Yeah, and it's just sad because they're great. And I tried to hit on one of the singers in the group one time when I was shit faced.
What do you mean tried?
I don't know. She was standing in the line in front of me holding a pumpkin.
Where were you?
We were a pumpkin patch.
No, I'm not the CEO of a pumpkin patch.
Like a CEO.
That's the best insult of all time.
Yeah, it was really good.
We were at a CD release thing, and it was in East Lansing, and we were getting pizza afterwards, and she was standing in front of me. And by hitting on her, I meant I was just like, hey.
What kind of pizza are you getting?
No, it's just like, hey, you guys are really talented and stuff. She's like, oh, thanks. Just like holding a pumpkin in front of her. I was like, yeah, cool.
This is to keep guys farther away from me.
Yeah, and I was like,
huge pumpkin.
And I was like, I said it too early because the line's way too fucking long. So now we just have to
we
gotta stand
sit
here.
In this shit.
Yeah, and then she was just like, so where are you from? And just, I was like, ah, fuck. And I'm like 22 and, you know, killing it.
Killing it.
Just
starting
awful.
Wouldn't fuck me as early.
Yeah. She's great.
Oklahoma, remember?
Yeah. It's the time you get hit in the news. Yeah. No, they're great. I don't know. It's either go see them or go to an open mic.
All right.
Which, yeah.
We'll figure it out. We got a possibly longer weekend than usual coming up.
Yeah, they're great. They're my favorite band. It's just a little frustrating to see them. You know, I get it. You want to, you know, you're an artist. You want to explore. You want
to
do different things. That's what I'm wondering, too, because, like, it is still kind of folksy, but it's not what they used to be. It's a little more, like, it feels like, and I read an interview where, like, the lead singer was like, yeah, I think it'd be fun to kind of like make like a poppy like album. And I'm like, all right, but you made a second one, so don't
wonder,
do that.
I wonder what it's like more so in that sense of like in music trying something.
Yeah.
You have to go like all in.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of a weird thing. Like,
well, they were on like
all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, you're folksy, or, like, folky,
yeah.
But then you're like, we want to try pop,
mm-hmm.
But it's not like you do, like, one song, and you're like, I don't know if I liked it. Like,
mm-hmm.
You do a whole fucking album, and then you tour it, and so it's, like, a huge thing for trying something new. Like, that's such a weird thing that's a wild thing to think about.
They were on, like, a legit, like, you know, the Avett Brothers or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on their record label.
Oh, wow.
For their second CD, and then, like, they're supposed to do a third one. They're like, we don't want to try then. Yeah, and, like, their third one is, like, it's, like, their third one's good. Like, it's a little,
how many albums do they have?
I think five.
Okay.
Five. Like, I think their new one's, like, an extended EP, but whatever. But, yeah. And then, it's just different than what, like, if I played you their first one and their newest one, you'd be like, this is the same band. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking completely different, but.
I should just, it's really interesting
band,
to
though.
Me to think about.
Good Michigan band.
Okay.
You know?
What's their name?
Frontier Ruckus.
Frontier Ruckus.
Yeah.
If you guys get a chance, check them out. If you like pop, start from the newest.
Yeah.
If you like folksy.
Go to Orientown and then. Dead Malls and Nightfalls, and then The Eternity of Dimming.
There you go.
And then I forgot their fourth one.
You heard it from the horse dicks.
The new one
mouth.
Is like something Welcome to the Kingdom or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
They're fun though. They're fun. They're good. It's just like, you know, it's just like you just, you never, you know.
I get you.
Don't meet your heroes because you're going to be let down. That's not true. I've met them.
Superman's got a really tiny cock.
They could not be nicer.
Get in the sauna with him because he's gonna disappoint you.
Exactly. No, they're great people. I love them. I'm gonna support them what they do regardless.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is you don't know where they're gonna go. Which I think it's cool with people that are trying different shit. And like I said, it's always so wild to me to think about something like a band doing something so big and you're just trying something new.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to totally, like, transform what
it's
you
It's a
were.
Totally new voice.
Yeah.
You're trying out new voices and shit. Yeah.
I love, like, lyrics, and their lyrics are always good. It's just their music is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but their lyrics are still fucking great.
Well, and then sometimes I feel like sometimes you got to try on a new voice to find out that maybe the one that you already had is the
it's
one.
The best, yeah. Well, yeah, like, the new Paramore album's pretty different, and you're a big fan of them.
Yeah, it is. It's,
but
it's,
you still like
it's
it?
Quite different. I like it. Yeah, it's different, but it is very, it's still got similar roots, though, to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as the same
like,
in comparing them switching, but they did this.
I was just
trying
to take it off of me because I feel like I'm talking too much.
No, you're not talking too much. No, they did this cool kind of like 80s pop kind of vibe with this one, which was a really neat kind of thing to do. And then, but they also kind of kept it
back with what they used to do. So if you get a chance, check out Paramore's After Laughter. It's
this is how it's done in Orange County.
And that is how it's done in Orange County.
Were they on OC? I feel like they should have been, yeah.
I don't think
they
so.
They might have been too big.
They might have been. I don't know, though. Because Modest was just getting... Modest Mouse was on there, but they were like...
Death Cab was on there, too. Always been pretty big,
though. But they were like indie big.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say Modest was actually technically pretty big before Float On came out. Good News came out.
Uh-huh.
And, but then Good News is what really threw them. And that's what I was going to say about this other band is like... I feel like, you know, it's the people, some people come in during a certain time.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's weird to be like, I wonder what they think of the old shit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah.
It's like, we don't need to talk about it anymore.
No, it's fine.
That's good. I enjoyed discussing that.
Riffing.
Yeah. Spliffing. I had a couple of things I wanted to chat about at the beginning, but I think we did a decent amount of time at the beginning. Do you still want to chat about these or you want to save them for later?
I forgot what we were going to talk about.
I've always had this thing where like...
Let's do that. I mean, might as well, because I don't know. Yeah, let's do it.
We might end up with... 12 minutes. Yeah. I've always had this thing where there's like certain things that...
Kick his water-loving ass, Greg.
Like, here's the thing. This was about to sound really dumb, and I'm really glad that you hit that button, because I was going to say, I've always had this thing where I've been jealous... when people can do things that I can't. But there's something that I drink a lot, and something that I've never been able to do is like open my throat.
Oh yeah.
To take shots.
Yeah.
So I have to like pour it in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Let it set, and then I have to like my brain has to tell my throat to that it needs to open instead of like my esophagus.
Yeah.
So it's like, "Hey man, stay closed this time, 'cause last time you made my eyes water up and cough a lot, and that's really embarrassing in public.
I learned it by watching you."
And I'm taking this away from you for a minute here. And
I got a question, though.
Yes.
Is this like a reflex that's always in, like that like always happens, or like does it like deteriorate the drunker you get?
It's not a reflex.
It's just a thing that like
it's a thing I have to do. Like I can't I can't like while I'm pouring.
Yeah.
Like I can't open my mouth and my throat is already open for shit to just slide down. Okay. It.
Even if like you're legit about to like fucking blackout.
No.
Are you still?
Really? I still have to take the shot and have it completely in my mouth and then swallow. It's pretty it's almost like I have to tell myself to swallow.
Yeah.
Every time
you have to like take control. You got to tell your brain what to do. The brain likes it when you tell your brain what to do.
I just legit need to tell it which pipe it needs to go down. Like people are always like, wrong pipe. You know, I'm the dude that says that. It said that all the time for a while and was like, oh yeah, maybe don't try to drink shit that fast.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Interesting.
It's not really. It's just don't get how some people just have that innate ability.
It's like
I've always had a really bad gag reflex, too, so I don't know if that's it.
Probably. It's just like a mental hiccup.
Yeah.
That you just, like, can't get over.
I just can't. I don't understand how you would train yourself to do it.
Yeah. Me neither.
Like, I've heard of people training themselves
therapy
to, like, deep throat and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm sure that in doing that, you would also learn how to just open your throat.
I hope I come in one of these days and you just deep throat and hot dogs. And you're like, I'm doing it so I can take shots.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, why do you keep buying these footlongs?
You're like, I'm doing it for you.
I'm doing it because I want to get drunk quicker.
Yeah.
Dude.
So you won't make fun of me. I'll make fun of you.
Are you able to do that? Are you able to just open your throat?
Yeah. I've never had that problem.
You've never, because you've never had the issue. Well, it just happens.
The thing is, I don't know if this relates to it, but I don't know. The closest thing I can think of is like I have a thing where like if I drink the same thing for too long, like if I drink like Jim Beam just straight, like if all I'm drinking for like 2 months straight is Jim Beam, and like I go to like. If I get, I'll get to a point where it's like even the smell just makes me nauseous.
Oh,
and
really?
So like if like I like go to do a shot of it and it gets in my mouth, I'm like I'm gonna fucking throw up. So it's I have to stay away from that for a while and then I can come back to it and it'll be fine.
Yeah, because that's not at all what.
No, but I feel like the way I saw it similar was I thought you were just psyching yourself out. Where I was just, that's what I was doing, where it's like I can't, like, in my mind I was like, this is making me nauseous right now, so I can't fucking do it.
No, man, like, I'm always excited about shots.
But you just can't do it?
No. I don't get what it is, because I've had times where people have bought me shots on birthdays, and my body,
what is
nice about it is my body can reject it without throwing up.
That's good, yeah.
Because I have legit had, I think I had a birthday where we went to Stella's when I was still in GR, and I bit a bunch of people, but then also people kept buying me shots.
That. Yeah.
And what I would do is I would take the shot, and since my throat wouldn't let it just go right down, it would gag it right away. And so then I would spit it back into the glass, and then I would set it down, which is disgusting, but less disgusting than if it made it to your stomach and then came back up again.
Yeah.
Either way, it's disgusting. It's a disgusting thing.
One of my favorite
to do.
Stella's memories.
Swallowing hot dogs.
Yeah. That's worse. Like, if you're already struggling to swallow a shot, vomit's not going to help. Or, like, any phlegm.
No.
That doesn't help. No. That's a bad chaser. Don't chase your shots with vomit.
No. That's the only positive to the fact that I can't open my throat is that I can't throw more down, because my body has more of a chance to be like, no, do not pass go.
I remember I was at Stella's one time on a Sunday when they have like $3 Jameson drinks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And karaoke?
Yeah. Gong karaoke. Mm. Ooh, don't get me started on that.
No bueno.
And I was there with Deggy one time, and I was just drinking Jameson and water, and he was doing that too. And it reached a point where he's like, I can't do this anymore. I just took his drink and, like, downed it in one fucking sip. And I was like, pussy. And he was like, he texted me the next day. He's like, that was fucking cool.
Oh, man. I don't know. I wasn't even able to jerk off later.
He texted me.
So cool.
He texted me, like, 3 years later in Chicago. He's like, you remember that time you just downed my Jameson and called me a pussy? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, that's when I knew I couldn't fuck with you. And I was like, okay. I was like, I don't know what that means, but all right.
That's the silliest thing.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't prove anything. It just proves that I like whiskey and you don't. Like, yeah. And he's a fucking, he's getting married.
Yeah, we'll see him in
September. Yeah. Way to schedule your fucking wedding during football season, you cunt.
Yeah, during the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah, Deggie. Adam Deggie's the cunt.
Yeah. Adam Deggie's kid.
Adam Deggie. Radrick Deggie.
Radrick Deggie.
Adam Deggie's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Adam. Love him.
Me too. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a fucking fat.
Fat turd piece of shit.
Fat dicked.
That fat dick. That is still one of my favorite fucking memories ever. Is when she was like, yeah, she said that he had a fat dick.
Oh, he was
showing
me.
And I just started laughing our asses off. Like, I've never, ever heard someone refer to, yeah, he has a fat dick.
Yeah. I saw some text.
Yeah?
That were like, yeah, about his fat penis.
His fat penis?
No, I did not. One time we're at the river when me and him drove down and we got fucking stoned out of our minds.
Yeah, you guys got retarded.
Yeah, he put his fucking ass on the car window and then put his nuts on there. I caught a glimpse of his dick.
Hmm.
That's a...
That's us! I say, mate, the ball. All
that's right. What I meant. That's yeah. Anyways,
let's move on.
Adam Deggie's fat dick.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
We're gonna go on to our.
Here we go. Give me that intro, the one I like.
Got it if you want to do. If you like it when you're talking shoe, you got something that I'll tell you too that I wouldn't fuck you.
I wouldn't fuck you.
Me neither. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't fuck me, everybody. Starting off, KC Ding Dong Star.
That's me. Shit. I tried to keep my middle name a secret. Secret. I don't have a secret anymore.
Secrets are no fun.
I used to know the end of that rhyme, but I forgot.
Secrets. My dad fucked my bum.
Oh.
That's how it ends. Aww. In your end. Don't do it before I gotta do it.
My bad. Okay, we'll cut this up. Yes,
that's the one you could have done. That would have been better.
Yeah, my bad. All right, so this one you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Miss Elijah Dushku.
Well, yeah, I think she was one of my wouldn't fuck me's before.
Really?
Yeah.
One that we did together?
No.
Oh, back with in the that OG. Other asshole?
OG, yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Joshua Tucker.
R.I.P.
That's I was speaking for his pants.
Yeah, I was going to say, when he ripped his asshole open.
When he bent over to loft a fart into Matt Loria's face and shit his pants.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Squirted all over his own khaki dackies.
Sorry about your britches. Josh Ortega. Elijah Dushku. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was the sole survivor after watching that shit fucking movie.
Did you watch it?
No. I'll watch it, Scott. Not yet. I will watch it. I will. Don't make me watch it.
You could have lied to me if you didn't bring up the fact that you hadn't seen it the other night.
Yeah, I know. I was doing research for that.
I respect it. I almost watched that movie a couple times. I remember I'll
watch it with you. It looks terrible, dude.
Wrong Turn.
Oh, I've seen Wrong Turn. That's good.
It was actually pretty fucking cool. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I bought it and thought it was going to be shit.
Those sequels.
There's a ton of Wrong Turn sequels.
One of them has Henry Rollins, and it's like a video game or some shit.
I don't know. I haven't seen any of the sequels. But I watched the other one because Eliza Dushku was in it. I had such a fucking crush on her.
Also.
Always.
The redhead from Boy Meets World is in it as well.
Who? Yes.
I can't think of her name.
Skinny, white, pale girl.
Yeah. I can look it up right now.
That's fine.
But yeah, you do yours and I'll fill the viewers in.
Okay.
The listeners.
Well, this is not Casey's wife.
No.
But this is a girl named Emily Hampshire. I was told by my friend Martina to watch this show called Schitt's Creek, and I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. And the character David is very funny. But then the character that Emily plays is also fucking hilarious. And Emily Hampshire from Schitt's Creek. You know, Emily Hampshire, she wouldn't fuck me. Wait. Hold on. She's my second wouldn't fuck me.
Oh, boy. We're off to a good start.
No, she isn't. She's my first one. We'll do it anyways.
You got it. I believe in you, buddy.
Emily Hampshire wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was up Schitt's Creek without a boat.
Oh.
Cool, that took me way too fucking long.
It's fine. I didn't find what I was looking for.
Not even if I was up Schitt's Creek.
I figured it out, though. I figured it out. It wasn't Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
It was the famous Jet Jackson.
Yeah, I was going to say that makes more
sense.
She
was also...
I know who you're talking about,
though.
She
was also in Cry Wolf.
Yeah.
She's cute, man.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She looks like she was in Animorphs, too, for some reason.
I don't think she was, though. Probably. I don't know.
Who's your next one? Fuck me.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
You're like, it's her.
It's your wife.
My wife. Bing, dong, a ding, fling, flung, a fling, ching, chong, a ting.
That's so good. I really, I hope he does the podcast. My next one is, you're not going to believe this. I shouldn't have said that.
What?
What?
No.
Why are you shaking your head like that?
I was thinking about my next wouldn't fuck me.
Oh, I thought you were just like, you fucking idiot.
No. I mean, I'm always thinking that, but...
Well, I think I clipped like four times this episode already.
That's fine.
Ugh, this next one. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Suicide Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Shocking.
Give it to me. Thank you.
I was pretty quick with that.
Her name is Nikki Bricks.
Okay.
And Nikki Bricks wouldn't fuck me. Not even if we went to Hooters for some soup.
There you go.
God, that's seriously one of my favorite shows right now.
$48 for 16 mimosas.
If you don't watch Baskets, don't ever talk to me.
You're a basket case.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. It's so good. Yeah. There's so many goddamn good things about that show. Yeah. Season 1, episode 9, one of my favorite things I've ever seen in my life.
Fart in my tits. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cinnamon Muff.
It's a good one. Cinnamon Muff. Cinnamon Muff? No, they didn't call me Cinnamon Muff, okay?
Strawberry Shortcake.
Firecratch. No, they called me Strawberry Shortcake.
I was 8.
All right.
God, Zach Galifianakis is king.
My last one, fuck me here, is Lainey Suicide.
Ooh, this sounds familiar.
You ever heard of her? That's what I was going to say about...
She kind
of
looks like my sister. The last girl you said thank you.
Was like, oh, okay. Well, Lainey Suicide wouldn't fuck me.
La, 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 la.
Not even if...
Here we go.
I owned a boat.
Bruh. Did you lose it?
Bruh.
What?
Did
Bruh.
You lose place?
Bruh.
No. What did I lose? I really enjoyed that.
You're looking for the
murr. No, I know exactly where everything is. No, I just...
They can kiss my fat vagina.
We haven't played this for some reason yet.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Well, you can't play that during Wooden Fuck Bees.
Oh, well. Because
it doesn't make sense.
You could have the pussy, just save me the hole.
Save me the hole to die in.
Yes.
You can have all the pussy, just save me the hole.
Literally, I want to kill myself.
In which to die. Yes. Well, this was one of the longest intros I think we've ever had
on
the podcast so far. But even though we have gone for so long, I think we need a quick break. And we're going to take a quick 90 or more seconds of a movie trailer.
Yes.
A long-lost movie trailer.
Yes.
The future's toughest cop is Katie Coltrane.
I'm back.
And now, she's getting a new partner.
Dun, 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 dun.
His name is Teddy.
Hit me. It's a dinosaur.
You two solve this case together.
What? What? It's a dinosaur.
New partner, Coltrane?
He's got the style.
I'm here for a new look.
Step right up.
Push the button.
He's a cop.
Mahalo!
You gotta make him look like a real cop.
I'm too sexy for my clothes.
That thing at the table just clacked at me.
He's got horns for you. It's very normal.
He's got the charm.
Your mind's shut down and your glands have taken over.
And he's got the appetite.
You cannot eat our only suspect.
To come out...
Yes!
On time.
Boof!
I'm amazing.
New Line Cinema presents...
And you think you're going to get somebody?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Can you just slide your butt? Yeah, that's great.
Like that?
And introducing...
Ooh, Dougie!
Teddy.
Sweets.
Ah.
One per customer.
Theodore Rex.
Pig.
It's a tale... You'll never forget.
I love when he does that.
Did you get on that floor?
I like how the whole trailer just says like her new partner's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like,
can you fucking believe it?
Like, dinosaurs
dipshits?
Actually exist, and like, it's just weird that
they're obviously
in the police force.
Yeah,
it's like they make it seem weirder that dinosaurs are allowed in the police force than the fact that they don't exist. Yeah,
they can talk.
I don't remember, I got to rewatch that movie because I haven't seen it since I was really young. But there's got to be more than just him as the dinosaur, right?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
You've seen some of Vampire in Brooklyn, but you've never seen Theodore Rex.
I know. I think it's all on YouTube, too. My bad. I know. I'm a piece of fucking shit.
You're a real horse's ass.
Dude.
Come on, just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Exactly. Whoopi Goldberg. She's a treasure.
I saw Whoopi.
Adam Van Cunt. All right, well, we are going to introduce you to a brand new segment that we're going to be trying out. It's called... Where is it here?
Tell me about it, stud.
Oh, that's not it.
Hold on, that's it. Tell her.
Well, this car is automatic.
Is this it?
No, it's not this.
This isn't it?
It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Just knock on the door?
I don't think they knocked on our door, but I heard some knocking. It sounded like the people below was someone knocking.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
They'd be knocking already if it was on our door, right?
Well, she rings the doorbell.
That's true. No one else knocks
on
our door.
She has doorbell privileges. So. No, we're fine.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it wasn't. You want to close the windows?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're not ignoring.
No, it's only 10. It's,
yeah.
Hey. Oh, I hate your stuff like that. Oh,
two stomps for shut the fuck up.
Two stomps. We're going to introduce you guys to a brand new segment, hopefully, unless we're interrupted by someone who thinks we're talking too loudly, which I don't think we are. But
oh, I'm sorry. We're fucking making magic. Oh, quiet down. Quiet down, Beethoven, while you're making your fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, you fucking deaf retard. Was he deaf?
Beethoven?
Yeah,
he went deaf.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he had to, like, put his dick on the floor so he could feel the vibrations to tell what note was going on.
He had to put it on there, or it laid on the floor?
Oh, he fucking laid it down with authority.
That's what I was asking. Is like, do you think it was big enough that he didn't have to put it down there?
Oh, no, it was fucking...
It just laid massive. Down there.
What do you think you fucking conducted
like
the orchestra with?
Ant antenna. Oh, his dick split off and... Oh, I guess they only use one, right?
Just use one. You just go, do.
He just had, like, the skinniest dick.
Yeah. And then you just go, tap.
You have the skinniest dick in the world, but it's always rock hard.
And he was like, what?
And you would crochet with it?
Sure. Why not? I mean, you got to use it for something.
He's like, here's this Afghan. And you're like, cool, man. Did you make half of it with your dick?
He's like,
yeah, of course I did.
What?
Yeah.
That was a joke I made originally.
I was too busy thinking about his dick.
That's all right.
Making Afghans.
I understand. I get distracted by his dick, too.
You got to do a couple of things for me here when
roll
it's his
over.
Dick.
Fat dick.
All right, so we got a new dick. We got a new we got a new bit here. We're gonna try out with you guys where we weren't ever gonna talk about these, but
I mean, we're on a podcast that was super successful.
Yeah,
right now.
There was okay. So you guys all, maybe not all of you know, but the majority of you know. By majority, I mean all of you. If you're currently listening to this in 2017, you probably know that we. It didn't used to be Casey Stoddard and Jacob Kuban.
Nope.
House Sadness version 1. And by that, I mean, it's just always been House Sadness. It just travels. The original House Sadness was Jacob Kuban and Josh Ortega at the original House Sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And when one dies, the other one dies as well.
Yep.
And so now House Sadness has followed me out to California. And so we reinvigorated...
Yeah.
House Sadness, and it lives in California now. And but in that time of despair,
yes,
between the last episode with Mr. Dave Dyer,
Jack Reacher 2 Never Go Back,
and our first
She Know My Pussy
episode.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I ruined it. It was all my fault. Just skip the first 30 minutes of the first one.
Well, I wrote that into the new description.
Good.
Yeah,
thank
I wrote
you.
It into that
thank
description.
You.
I said just skip the first
that
30
up
minutes.
So much.
You're good,
I was like, oh, I'm nervous. I've never talked into a microphone before.
Well, but it's weird he was nervous because in the time from Mr. Dave Dyer's episode and the one where we come back as Brooks and Dunn did it again.
Oh yeah.
Shitting on my pussy.
Yeah.
We had some other podcast ventures.
We had some side projects that didn't quite pan out.
So. We tried a bunch before we realized that House Sadness just already had this thing to it, and it just
too good.
It just felt too good, and it smelt too good, and it smelt
too legit
too good.
To quit. Yes,
you know, like the fish smelt.
Yes,
smelt. You know.
Yeah, I know that word.
Like it halibut too good. You know.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Yeah. So what we're gonna do in some of these new segments is we're gonna share with you guys some of our failed
some clips from our
old. I don't know if I even
want to
say
podcasts.
Failed completely because they were still
goddamn
entertaining.
Yeah, they just didn't.
It's not the same as this.
You know, they for one reason or the other, they just didn't catch on.
Yeah,
I think that's the best way to put it. They just didn't catch on.
Yeah.
And you guys tell us what you think. Maybe we should fucking reboot them.
And we might, and we could. Yes. You know? So these are some of our other podcast ventures.
Yeah.
And so we'd like to share some with you. And Casey, I wasn't sure if you wanted to start off or if...
Boy. No.
You didn't want to start?
But I will. Do you want me to?
No, you don't have to.
I can.
I can start off if you want.
I'll start off. Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, are you good?
Yeah, I'm
unless
fine
you want
it.
To.
No, you just got to count me down into when you're going to go.
Fucking hit that theme.
You just got to you got to start it off.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Shut the just close the screen door already. How are you, what the heckers, what the heck buddies, what the heck nears, what the heck nicks, my heck, my back, my pussy, and I'm a hack. It's me. It's what the heck with me. Casey Stoddard. All right, lots of stuff to talk about today, folks, but first... Wow, I just came in my pants. Just coffee.coop. Get yourself some coffee and fill your britches with some penis toffee. Oh boy, let me tell you, heckers, I'm having a shitty day. Having a shitty fucking day, my HE double hockey dicks. I woke up and my cat, Lauren Michaels, is just fucking looking at me. This fucking sack of shit is just giving me the stink eye. Not a passing glance, but really looking at me. You know, just fucking really looking at me like he's trying to, like he's got x-ray vision. He's looking at my soul and its sweet pair of milk bags or whatever. I don't know. I'm fucking gay and shit like that. But, you know, I'm me, Mark, Casey, Stoddard Marin. And, you know, I try to shake it off. I try to shake it off by going to adamandeve.com. Use promo code what the effing heck to get 40% off of things that'll get you 110% off. The extra 10% happens when you put your thumb in your brown and you hitchhike your way to Pleasure Town. AdamandEve.com. So I'm sitting there doing my morning routine, fucking drinking my tea, eating my goddamn breakfast and shit, Googling myself, thinking I'm the fucking greatest. And my cat, Lauren Michaels, is just... still fucking circling me, just fucking giving me these goddamn looks, just fucking staring at me, calling me a fucking pussy, and it finally hits me. I was like, I've definitely seen this fucking look before. It finally fucking hits me like a ton of dick-shaped bricks. I'm like... that look Lauren Michaels was giving me was the same look William Gaines and Fax Barr gave me after my fucking Mad TV audition. Yeah, can you fucking believe it? Yeah, we're on this again. Yeah, that look they gave me is pretty much the opposite, folks. Oh, shit, I fucked up. God damn it. But yeah, that same look they gave me, William Gaines and Fax Barr. God damn it, I fucked all this whole thing up. No, I fucked it up. I fucked myself and my butt and my mother's
keep
butt.
Keep going.
So yeah, so they fuck it. That look they were giving me. It was a look like they were watching their high school memories and their ability to get a boner drive off a fucking cliff, you know? Let me tell you, folks, that look is pretty much the opposite of the look people have when they visit justflowers.com. Use the promo code fuck William Gaines and Fax Barr. Mad TV would have been gold with me. Fucking the Kenny Rogers jackass sketch was my idea. I would have fucked the life back into that aborted fetus of a character called Stuart. I would have made Mrs. Swan queef an Emmy. Orlando Jones, Bobby Lee, Pat Kilbane, Josh Myers. What is that, a Mount Rushmore of who gives a shit? So, can you have my number? Can you have it? Can you have it? Fuck you. I don't want you to call me back. If either of you ever needed mouth-to-mouth to save your life... just know, I wouldn't give you one single... Use that promo code to save 40% off use that promo code to save 40% and send her some flowers when you have to apologize for coming in her glass eye. Or, or as a congratulations, you're having a baby because you fucked a Mr. lady. Or when you gotta apologize for eating your nana's booty while she was on landscaping duty. JustFlowers.com. So I think we might need to come back to that because it's a fucking doozy, and I think there's a lot of layers to it. So let's just leave it at that.
Also, this is back to us. Here's the thing that's going to be weird about this segment is it's our old podcast ventures.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of Casey's old ones. So it's hard to tell when we just came back because we sound the same.
Yeah, I had some shit to sort through with that one.
That just ended and he just started talking again.
Yep, sorry.
And so it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like it was being read or anything like that.
It was
just we were playing
it. I recorded
it
with all those mistakes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I can't wait to hear one of your what the hecks.
Oh man.
With a guest. Because that's just one of the rants.
That's the fucking opening. Yeah. And let me tell you, I got some guests on that fucking podcast. And we fucking sorted through some shit. So
I just like there's
be ready, you fucking losers. I think that's the maddest I've been in 10 years.
Oh, I like it so much.
I hate myself.
I'm glad we're getting to revisit this kind of stuff.
So, yeah, what do you got going? What were you up to, buddy, when I was in Chicago and you were out here fucking fingering butts?
Yeah, well, I mean, I tried that for a little bit, but you can't
doesn't always work.
I mean, you can't get a lot of sound out of... you can get quite a bit of sound out of butts.
Yeah.
But
not
like
good sounds.
They're usually all good.
Okay.
Like a lot of the ones we use are from one of my other podcasts. That one was straight from the man's Pitts himself.
Yep.
Old really good Brad Pitts.
Good black Brad Pitts.
Yeah.
I'm good armpit farter.
I had this thing with I don't know.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I just tried this thing for a while. I just felt I was really lonely for like the longest time, and I tried this podcast. I don't know. It was me and it was DJ Mose. Quit, and it just didn't work because he was a mosquito.
Oh no,
DJ Mose quitto. Mose quit. Oh. And, it just didn't work because I fucking hated his guts and, like, every sound he made. But for some reason, like, when the mics were on, he was worse.
Really?
So, here's a piece.
All right, let's hear it.
Here's a piece of that. God damn, I'm fucking... itching. I'm fucking itching like crazy. I don't understand this. Do you have... Hey, DJ, you got any idea why is it... You're not even gonna let me finish? Oh, is it my turn now? Is it... I said I'm itching like fucking crazy. I don't... What? You've invited your whole family again. It's great. You know, it's not fucking Thanksgiving, bud. This isn't how we do things in the OC, okay? All right? I'm just trying to have a normal conversation with you about why the fuck I wake up and it looks like I have SOS written in Braille on my fucking... Cool. Again, just interrupting me like fucking crazy. That's fantastic. Thanks.
Yeah. You got yourself a bad partner right there.
So it didn't work out.
No,
and I couldn't
like
figure out
dickhead,
why I was itching. And I ended up breaking up with my girlfriend at the time because I blamed her. I was like, thanks for the fucking herpes.
And the crabs. Ugh. Yeah.
And she's like, herpes doesn't even make sense, you fucking idiot. It was crabs that I gave you. And I was like, fuck. And you're right. It's crabs. And I felt bad. And so DJ Mose quit and I stopped having a podcast.
Fuck
it turns
guy.
Out he wasn't even sucking my own blood.
Wow.
It was the girl who was sucking the blood out of my own dick.
Wow.
Was giving me...
Dude.
Yeah, crabs.
Total... I won't say it.
But mind fuck.
No. I was going to say total DJ
oh,
move.
Yeah,
that,
I know, man.
That other... Yeah.
Yeah, but then I don't know. I tried another one because for a while I was living in this... in what they call a single. They don't want to call it a studio out here. They call it a single when you're sad, but it still costs a lot of money, you know? So I was living in this single where my bed was also just in the living room pretty much. So I just did it in the living room. And since I was in bed all the time, I was like, well, if I'm going to be counting sheep,
yeah,
I might as well do a podcast with some.
I agree.
And so like here's a quick example of... like an excerpt from this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not even that fucking tired right now. I don't know why we're doing this. I thought we agreed we'd only do this when I was tired or... Okay. Are you done? Okay. Okay. I thought we were only going to do this when I was... when I was tired and that, I only really wanted to fucking count you guys to help me go to sleep, and instead you're fucking helping every fucking time with this kind of thing. I just want to kill myself already, and it's not working, and no one's listening to me. I keep trying to call for help, and every single time your fucking hooves end up on the fucking... Yeah, I get it. It's cute. No, and no one thinks about this when they talk about the fucking mattresses that you guys sponsor and how fucking great they are to fucking sleep on, is the fact that they sound annoying as fucking shit, and it's just constant bullshit every fucking time. You can count to 100, but it's easier to count one bullet in your gun while you pull the fucking trigger. That was just an excerpt from that.
Explains that sweater phase you went through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean the couple of sweaters.
And you're just mainly cotton balls all the time.
Well, yeah, yeah. I made six sweaters and then a lot of jerky. And that was like right after the podcast ended. And I haven't been sleeping well since.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something. I have been sleeping well since.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just couldn't hit the groove with the right co-host. And we still haven't.
And I was like, listen, okay, here's the deal. Maybe it's because I'm trying it with animals so much that I just need to try it with a person. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to do something because I'm not a very smart person. So I'm going to try to do a podcast with somebody who's smart. I mean, it took him 8 years to graduate.
Damn.
He's a doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I was like, let's do a podcast.
Dr. Robotnik?
With a doctor. No.
Oh.
And so that way I can learn something, not only about myself, but about the human anatomy in general, because I don't know that much about it.
Okay.
But yeah, here's a little piece. So, Doc, I just feel like my body... Like, do you ever have that weird feeling, like, where you... It just feels like... Your parents, your biological parents just never should have, like a kid never should have existed between the two of them. Like you think about it and you're like, I feel like it was like an accident that my mother, my biological mother and my biological father actually had me. It's kind of like a consensual rape baby in a sense. Like you never should have actually existed because there's so much wrong with you. Kind of like a thing where it seems like, you only got the bad parts of both your biological parents and all of their heritage completely, and how you're just fucking bonkers insane, and how you're losing your hair and all this crazy shit about this anxiety and stress and so forth, and you just can't figure it out. And then you just wonder, like, they used to fight all the time. I'm thinking, I mean, they're divorced now even, so like, I'm thinking that they just should have never had kids together, but they were too stupid to figure it out before busting nuts and popping pussies. So I don't know. I'm just curious what you think. Again with this. I get the joke that it's you're a quack, but I can't deal with this anymore. It's just too fucking much. So that's...
Yeah.
I mean, that was another one. I mean, they call them quacks, but that's all they do.
Did he ever end a session with a... Go... Ducks.
No.
Oh, it wasn't D3?
No, I wish it would have been.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, it's okay. I mean, I really enjoy that film, but it just wasn't... Yeah. It wasn't that.
Yeah, man. That sounds rough. Fucking bearing your soul.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't
just
get it.
Just to hear a fucking Affleck on the other line.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is, but like, it's just like, really? Would somebody please?
Oh, they're coming back.
Close the goddamn gate. Screen.
Just close the screen door already.
Ugh.
We shouldn't dive into those tapes. That was a bad time for me.
It's way too bright in here.
Yes.
Would somebody please close the goddamn blinds?
How are you? What the heck?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just sick of my daughter having so many illegitimate children. Close the goddamn legs.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yeah, we should. I think we should take a quick break, and by that I mean we're pretty much done. We should just name the episode at this point.
I didn't write anything down.
It's totally fine. I wrote some stuff down.
Did you? I didn't write a goddamn thing down.
Thanks for hanging in there with us, you guys.
Yes, thank you.
We're at the point in the episode where we are going to name it.
We appreciate you putting up with this bullshit.
And so I wrote down some things, and I want to see what you have to say about them.
Let's hear it.
I wrote down a sweet pair of milk bags.
Oh, that was I flubbed that line.
I enjoyed it. I wrote down promo code what the effing heck.
That was a good one.
I really enjoy
that, yeah.
I wrote down Queef and Emmy.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that one's winning right now for me.
Yeah, same
and then
here.
I have it's that one or this one, which is Mount Rushmore of who gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's which one I of think those. It's either one of those, and I could already picture something I could do with the photo for it. So
yeah, I'm okay with either of those.
Yeah, which one?
I don't know. Queef and Emmy's funny.
Queef and Emmy.
Yeah. Will they put that on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not writing a cuss word in it.
Okay.
It's totally fine.
Technically,
Queef and Emmy.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Or yeah. Should we? Is that better than Mount Rushmore, who gives a shit?
I don't know. We'll write that one down somewhere else, and we could just use it for what we can't think of something.
That's perfect, yeah.
Because I like them both.
Yeah, I like Queef and Emmy.
I like Queef and Emmy quite a bit as well.
Yeah, thanks for putting up with our fucking past adventures.
Yeah, I mean, we have a ton more. I mean,
yeah.
I
strap in.
I don't know.
Close your fucking screen door.
I don't know. I feel like there's like just one more I just need to like get off.
Let's hear it, buddy.
My chest, and I don't know, it's kind of weird because it's like it just kind of like it affected me in a way. Like I dealt with so many animals in my podcast that it was
sounds like a real bitch.
Yeah, it was rough that I dealt with a dog at one point, and it was rough, you know, and I had another one with another dog, and it got pretty bark, you know. But this one I bit off like.
What about speak for yourself, moron?
That's something that happened to me. You know, it's okay. I mean, we'll probably end up playing that clip at some point in the future. But this one I bit off like way more than I could chew.
Okay, I'm glad
because I because I um I did a podcast on Noah's Ark once.
I remember this.
And it was just really difficult. It was just really difficult to do, as I'm sure you could tell from the other animal podcasts, because it's just hard to talk. I don't know, just listen really quick. Hey, so Noah, I just needed to tell you something, and I am afraid this is like a pretty big thing. Is Ed, you're listening, right? You're hooked in.
Oh yeah, dude, it's me, Noah. What up, bro? Doing the hang loose thing.
Okay.
People couldn't see it.
Well, like, here's the thing, though. Is like, I don't know.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah, I know. You keep playing that fucking song.
I built it.
I don't.
With my dick.
I don't know. I don't know how to tell you this. I don't know how to warn myself even
okay.
from doing this podcast. But I just gotta pull it off like a bandaid. I guess is like
give it to me.
God isn't real.
What?
He's a gay mod.
Yeah, that was that clip.
What the hell?
That was
it?
That was the clip. That was so fucking stupid.
Dude, the look on Noah's face.
Oh, my Lanta. Yeah, I know. It was crazy. It was almost like this. It was almost like doing a bit where you thought more was going to come from it, and it would pay off.
I've done those before.
But instead, you just end up... You just end up like running down the road and you're like, Noah, don't close the boat. No, I fucked that up. And peaked. All right, we should end.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Okay.
All right. I may have drank a little too much.
My name is Jacob Kuban. You can find me at Jacob Allen Kuban, ALAN.
Casey _ Saturd. All lowercase, who gives a shit? Call me a homo. I don't care.
What the fuck? What the heck?
What the goddamn heck?
You can actually get a free House Sadness koozie.
Yeah.
If you comment on any of our Instagram posts with promo code WhatTheEffinHeck.
WhatTheEffinHeck, yeah.
If you comment on anything on our media, social media, that I would end up seeing, WhatTheEffinHeck, I will contact you and get you a free koozie.
Yeah, you heard it here.
You heard it.
What the heckers?
You heard it here, what the heckers.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Go check out moistjunk.com. It's the clothing line that I'm still trying to flock. I'm giving away free shit often.
Yeah.
So get your dicks right and check it out. And then also, if you're ever feeling a little randy, give the rant line a call.
Yeah, give us a call. Give us a rating on the iTunes.
Yeah.
Tell your fucking friends and your enemies and people you hate and your family. Tell your mom to listen to this and then see if you can reconcile your relationship afterwards.
Yeah, you won't be able to because she'll be way too fucking cool for
wet.
You after that.
Cool, yes.
Because she'll be way too fucking wet to hang out with you. You.
That's why you fucking built that arc for your podcast.
Bro, because our podcast was coming, and so is your mother. Promo code WhatTheEffinHeck. Give us a ring at House Ed is Rant Line 1-323-744 Rant, which is 1-323-744-7268. Thank you guys, and I am so fucking sorry,
please,
as always.
Please just kill me in public.
Please.
Seriously, set me on fire.
She will be.
Ups Daily. Absorbed and collected in the glands and fatty tissues over time, over time. Which relaxes when you cry. Somewhere in the eye of my brain, there's a muscle which makes me go.
We already passed it.
What'd you pass?
Nothing. I don't wanna spit bars right now.
Why not?
Cause I fucking the music dropped out. I need a fucking beat.
Well, I'll find
it's
you
over.
A beat.
It's over.
I
no,
can
it's
find
over.
You a beat. I got you a beat right here.
No. No, I'm too drunk to spit. This is not a good beat.
This is a beat. This is a hip hop beat. Me and Slim had a time. That's not, is that, that's hip hop, right? To keep me from moaning. Sure, you can't do hip hop over something with. I got a beat for you. You ready?
No.
I go to sleep with pictures of porn
hoes on perfect. My wall. That's yeah. perfect.
Bitch, I'm trying to fuck up.
That's Casey.
That was me. Well, that's me.
Well,
and the laws of attraction say, bitch, and that you'll see it. So I'm trying to close my eyes to see a million bitches screaming.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we're out of here then, right?
Yeah, I'll save my rap for another day.
Okay.
I wrote a rap while I was walking dogs, and it's actually, you know what, not half bad.
I want to hear it.
Say. Yeah.
Can't find it?
No, I found it, but I just don't want to.
You don't want to go a cappella?
No, I don't want to do it right now.
Oh, you were so ready. You got up and you were ready to do it.
And then I was like, you know what? You're drunk. Don't do this.
Okay. Sorry. All right.
Sorry.
All right, next time.
Oh, me so sorry. Hot dog. You know, not a hot dog.